morning and welcome to day 9 of the November Gratitude Challenge. I'm so glad you are here with me this morning because this is undoubtedly the most important and valuable affirmation that we can speak over ourselves, which today's affirmation is, I am enough. I am enough. And that's the truth. Every single day, I am enough. Sometimes we don't feel like it. Sometimes we don't feel like we do enough or are enough. But who we are yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we are always enough. So I'm going to go ahead and say the positive statement that coordinates with it that I end the day with, which is, I love and accept all of me as I am in this moment, yesterday, today, and always. And so as we move into our speaking this affirmation over yourself in three different ways, I want to caution you to not say, I am enough when, ... because this isn't a, your worth is not bound to the things that you do when you do something, right? So you can say things like, I love that I bring blank to the table, or I love certain things about myself, and that helps make me feel enough. Does that make sense? So take a moment and you can write three different ways that you can speak I am enough over yourself. Okay. And once we've done that, your journal prompt for today is, how are you intentionally setting up your days or weeks to protect your mental and emotional health, like overwhelm or burnout? So how are you setting up your days and weeks intentionally to help you from overwhelm and burnout? For me, an example would be, I feel like I'm decent at setting boundaries, or I continually practice setting boundaries that help not overbook my schedule. It's not perfect every week, but I do my best. So setting boundaries with saying no to certain events that I know is going to expend my mental or emotional health on a certain day, and I know I'm going to need to be at a certain percent the next day, so I'm going to say no to something. Also, I spoke in a previous episode that I really do enjoy taking bubble baths. So after like a really long, hard day, or if I've had a strenuous workout, I really try to ensure I get a warm or hot bath that night. And that helps me relax and calm down and get a good night's rest, so I don't have that emotional and mental burnout the next day. So go ahead, and if you need to pause, you can pause it to go ahead and jot down how you're intentionally setting up your days and weeks. And then at the end of this, we are going to write your gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for, and how are you going to carry that gratitude throughout your day? One thing, I am grateful for blank. And that is it for day 9. You guys, we are almost done. We have one day left. Tomorrow is exciting. It is going to be a day of reflection, our last day together for the November Gratitude Challenge. So I hope to see you bright and early the next day, or in the evening whenever you journal. So I'll leave you with today that you are worthy, you are in control, and you are powerful. Let's go win our day.